Gravity or teaching the note again on David Rivera, D-A-V-I-D, Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A, birthday 425-07, patient 8-19-23, patient presents with history of nausea for the past 2 weeks after eating, with nausea and vomiting the past 2 to 3 days, the temperature of 100 degrees reported last night, without diarrhea. Review of symptoms states that he's been eating 4 to 5 meals a day, trying to gain weight, increased 42 pounds the past 3 years, for powerlifting, wants to get up to 245. Social history, works at McDonald's and homeschooling for the past month. With stress work at McDonald's, with rude customers, state fellow workers share concern and works in New Caney. Review physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, abdomen with mild 1 plus tenderness to left epigastric area, left upper quadrant, and left lower quadrant without guarding or rebound, bowel sounds overactive, back nociliary tenderness, skin, extremities, and neurological, all within normal limits. Patient had UA, strep, flu, and COVID testing performed, all of which were negative. Final diagnosis, gastroenteritis with stress reaction, probable gastritis. Was advised to, was given prescription for Zofran and Protonics, advised to be on liquid diet, to progress to full liquid diet and soft diet as tolerated. Explained that he may, if pain worsens or, excuse me, if he develops pain or symptoms continue, he may have to go to the emergency room to get a CAT scan if unable to follow up with his PCP. Otherwise, try to follow up with his PCP and come here if necessary, can get in to see his regular doctor. Final diagnosis is gastroenteritis, stress reaction, apparent gastritis. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier. Mm-hmm.